To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month, a great time to participate in a beach or river cleanup. Find one through your parks department. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
It's a Mother's Day tradition in Chicago, pink and powerful. Join Komen Chicago Sunday, May 12th for the 22nd annual Mother's Day Race for the Cure at Montrose Harbor. Bring a friend or a team. Register today at komenchicago.org/race. Want to get fit while helping kids who have cancer? Join Team One Step. We support Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services and are now forming teams for four different events. Our new month-long step challenge, the walker-friendly Chicago Half Marathon, or 5K, and the sold-out Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step will give you the motivation and tools to get fit and help change the life of a child with cancer by sending them to camp. Join Team One Step and become a hero to a kid with cancer. Sign up now or learn more at teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220 to learn more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And the Nationals still in town, and we'll take on the White Sox yet again today. And
Patrick Corbin tonight against Manny Banuelos. Good matchup. Corbin has struggled the last couple starts out after a shutout, and Banuelos gets his shot to, I guess, stay in the rotation.
You don't like him in the rotation, do you? You bite your tongue every time you say it. It wounds me.
I don't dislike it. I think that it's a calculated risk, and it's somebody that has to... something else to prove. So I'm looking forward to tonight's matchup. He can prove a lot of people wrong.
All right, let's get out to Chicago guy made good. Mike Rizzo is the general manager of the Washington Nationals. He began his career as a scout here in Chicago, and it is a delight to welcome him on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're delighted to talk to you. And for those that don't know your background, obviously you're a Chicago guy, and you were drafted by Roland Heeman. He was scouting you 100 years ago, and when he was with the White Sox, you ended up starting your career as a scout with the White Sox under Roland Heeman. That's a great connection for fans on the South Side.
Well, any time my name is mentioned with Roland Heeman, it's always a positive. One of the greats in baseball, and how he's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, I'll never know. And he will be soon, but he should be already.
Mike, I know you always enjoy your trips back to Chicago, and when you come back to see the White Sox, Lucas Giolito, a guy that you know well, the guy that you drafted 16th overall with the Nationals and then traded in the big deal with Ronaldo Lopez for Adam Eaton, and that was part of the Sox rebuild. When you see what he has done, when you see the kind of year he has put together, what goes through your mind? There's some mixed feelings there, because I know that you know him as well as anybody.
No mixed feelings. Couldn't be happier for Lucas. What a great gentleman he is, a great young kid. You know, we took a calculated risk, drafted him 16th, knowing that he was going to need Tommy John and miss a year and a half or so. But this kid worked diligently down in Florida for us, rehabbing. You know how lonely that time gets. You're down there by yourself and just grinding away day after day. And this kid deserves everything he's got. You know, our scouts recognized and identified this guy early on in the draft. He was at the top of our board as far as he was probably the number one pitcher on our board that in that draft. And you know, we took a calculated risk. He got down to a 16. We took him, and due to his work ethic and, you know, his stuff and his repertoire and his body size and that type of thing, through that and hard work is really paying off for him and the White Sox. I couldn't be happier. No mixed feelings at all. I want this kid to pitch in many All-Star games, Cy Young Awards, and have a terrific career that we thought he could have.
Well, it's great to hear, Mike. I mean, I got to tell you, I, as a Sox fan, I grew up a Sox fan, and, man, I was kind of questioning why he was in the major leagues a year ago, and I guess the answer is that that you got to be patient with young pitchers. And, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anybody turn around their career the way that he has this year. Just really figured something out, changed some of his mechanics, did a ton of work, and it's it just tells you a little something when we – talk about a team in a rehab. You know, you can't make rash decisions regarding young pitchers.
There's no question about it. Don Cooper's done a great job with Lucas, and they've changed some things. Tommy John rehabs come in all different shapes and sizes and time frames and that type of thing. And there's no cookie cutter approach to it. You know, it's taken Lucas probably two full years, you know, coming back from Tommy John at such a young age. You know, he's a long levered pitcher that delivery can, you know, fall apart quickly because of his size and athleticism and that type of thing. So Don's done a great job with him. Like I said, Lucas is his determination and stick-to-itiveness have been great, and I think he's reaping the rewards of such a hard battle to get back to where he is, and he's pitching outstanding. I couldn't be happier for him, and it's a tip of the cap to the White Sox scouting department. It's a tip of the cap to our scouting department that recognized him early and drafted him, and looking forward to him having a long, illustrious career. Except for when he pitches against us.
Yeah, I know. You take a step back, Mike. I know you play in the Sox this year, but when you look at what they have done in terms of the rebuild and where they are, you kind of had the big trade with the Eaton. We mentioned Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez, another young pitcher who has had some ups and downs, but he does look like he could be a promising part of this rotation. What's your view of how the White Sox have embarked on this challenge and this rebuilding project?
Well, I think Rick and Kenny have done a great job of kind of identifying, you know, what their DNA is going to be and what they want. You can see they're very athletic. They're very fast. They're very young. They've got some really good core young position players out there. And I've always said when we did our rebuild, you know, a long time ago and went through the process, I always thought that once you have a starting rotation in place, anything is possible. And until you do, nothing is possible. So they're waiting for those young pitchers to catch up with some of their young position players. I like the direction they're going in. Their core looks really, really strong. And they keep drafting well. And they're dabbling into that international market and that Latin market very, very well with some of the young, exciting guys they have. So, you know, they're well underway. I think that they're playing really good baseball. And we've seen them a little bit this year, three games and two kind of funky short two-game series at home and away. And I really like the direction that they're going in.
You know, it's interesting, Mike, because obviously you guys started the season slow, and now you're red hot again, and you're nipping at the heels of 500. You've won, is it 12 or 15? And all of a sudden, you know, it just seems like you're getting healthier, you're getting hotter, and we see how good this lineup can be. You're also not afraid. You're not the kind of guy who's waiting on this years of service thing. Is that because of the situation your club is in? You've been contenders since, whatever, 2012, however long. You know, we're sitting here in Chicago looking at the young Sox players and wondering, when should they bring them up? Oh, you got to be smart about it. Look what they did with Chris Bryant on the north side. You got Juan Soto, who was 19 when you brought him up last year. He's 20 now. Victor Robles is what? He just turned 22? I mean, why are you not afraid of years of service? And that's all we hear about.
Well, you know, I think that, each team has a different philosophy and a different way of attacking these things. I look at it this way. You know, there's no chronological age on when a player is ready for the big leagues. You know, I was a scouting director for years and a farm director for years and kind of know how this development plan works, at least with the Nationals. And we feel that when you're ready to impact the major league team and you're ready, then we go and get you if you can fulfill a need for the team. The service time and the service questions kind of work themselves out. And how can you not bring a Juan Soto or a Bryce Harper or a Justin Upton when I had him in Arizona? up at 19 when they're so ready and so able to impact and help a major league team. I think it's not fair for the other 24 that are there grinding out if you're not putting your best foot forward, your best 25 men on the roster, and obviously, you know, they have to play and they have to be able to contribute and to impact the team. But if they're ready for that, I'm not too concerned about what their age is or what their service class is. We just want them to help us win baseball games at the big league level.
Mike Boy, Adam Eaton is a bundle of energy and intensity. Everybody from the South Side still remembers him, and he was at the center of that trade. What does he mean to your team, and how good has he been this year?
Well, he's been terrific for us since he's been here in the clubhouse and in the neighborhoods and you know he's a part of the Washington Nationals now and he came on the scene as expected. You know, we felt that this was a consummate 4.5-5 win player. You know, he played elite defense in right field. He was an elite base runner. A top of the lineup energy guy that can play both sides of the ball. You know, that injury to his knee, his ankle, has affected him greatly. I haven't seen many guys in my career work as hard as he has to get back on the field to come back from such a catastrophic injury that occurred to him. He's getting better every day. He's getting closer to the guy that was the pre-injury. He's a tough out at the plate. He's a tough player on the field, and he brings a little air to and a little chip on his shoulder each and every time he comes into that clubhouse, and that's what I love about him. We needed that. We needed that energy infused in the top of the lineup. We needed that type of grinder at the plate, and this guy is like you said, a bundle of energy and a great teammate and a guy that we really circle the wagons around because he's one of the leaders of the clubhouse.
Mike, we mentioned the slow start to the season, and that, you know, of course, fans, media, they're going to jump on the manager, and Dave Martinez, a guy that certainly a lot of Cub fans familiar with them, and we remember him well. And you say he's the right man for the job. Is that difficult to maintain that? Is it difficult when you start slow to understand that there's going to be feedback from fans, from media, but you stay the course and you know what you have?
Well, I think you have to, you have to discriminate between what's the noise and what's real. And, I don't think it's a coincidence that Davey's a better manager since we got back our 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the lineup. Which are out. So, you know, it's tough to win with Major League Baseball games are tough to win. We've learned that over the last couple of years. You know, we've averaged 92 wins over the last 7 years. We've won 4 division titles in the last 7 years. So we know how to win here in Washington. When you're depleted and your roster is so depleted at the same time and really affects you. We at one time we had four of our 8 position players out and 2 of our 5 rotation guys out. We've had four injuries in the bullpen. So we were running out some lineups there that probably would have got fined in spring training for not having enough major leaguers in it at a few times during the season. So, but the one thing you didn't see and didn't hear was finger pointing and excuse making, and that's a credit to Dave Martinez and his staff. Everyone stayed together. We stayed the course and really navigated about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks of really difficult injuries and. To be honest with you, poor play and poor fundamentals and that type of thing. So we cleaned it up quite a bit. We, you know, we're getting healthier. We're getting our some of our regular guys back, and we're looking forward to playing a long season. And I think over 162 games, you see what teams have, and I think you see that there's such long seasons that usually the teams with the best talent, the best depth, have a chance to win at the end. And we think that. And we're one of those teams. When we're healthy, we're as good as anybody, and I think we've proven it over the last 6 or 7 years that we're one of the championship caliber organizations in baseball.
And that's why nobody will be surprised, Mike, if you're back in October, back in the postseason, if you guys go on a run, especially with your pitching, Patrick Corbin going tonight. But as a National League contender, as a team, and a general manager of a team that's in there every year, what was your view of the Cubs getting Craig Kimbrell? Because does that shift the balance of power? Was that a guy that gives a Cubs team that didn't have any obvious weakness except the bullpen address their biggest need?
Well, when you get a Hall of Fame pitcher and at a position that you have a need, of course it's going to positively impact your ball club. I think it shows everybody in that Cubs clubhouse that the organization is trying. They certainly have high hopes. So I think it will impact that team. He's a great closer, and I think that in due time, when he gets ready, when he gets fully back to being Craig Kimbrough, he'll certainly impact that club positively.
And Mike, you know, it's interesting because obviously your calling card has been talent identification. You've found tons of good players, but you've also been a guy known to go out and fix a bullpen in season, to go out and make big-time moves to get that accomplished. So I guess you're no longer sellers if you keep winning like this. People are speculating on you guys might be making different types of moves this time around, but it looks like things are turning the right way, as you say, with injured players coming home.
You know, with the new trade deadline rules, I think teams are going to have to attack the deadline differently this year. I think that we're certainly going to identify where we're at. We think we're one of the really good teams in the National League, and we have high hopes for the season. So no decisions have been made on what directions to go to, but we're an aggressive organization. We've been fortunate enough to be in a position to win over the last six or seven seasons, right, and give ourselves a chance to go deep into the playoffs. And that was our game plan from the beginning of spring training, and nothing has shifted to tell us anything different. And your plan to field dictates what your plans are around July 31st. So we are certainly hopeful that we're going to continue to play well, and the players are going to get healthy and perform as we have expected them over the years, and we'll certainly have multiple plans and multiple scenarios in place come July 31st deadline.
Mike, thanks a ton. It's great catching up with you. Got a lot of respect for the job you do, and try not to just keep beating the crap out of the White Sox.
Thanks so much for your time, Mike.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
That is Mike Rizzo, the general manager of the Washington Nationals.
What a good guy.
He's a great guy. I tell you what, he does a great
job. He can be an analyst.
He can break down stuff. How about
young man who's gone through hell.
Yes, and you bring up players and you let them play. And
yeah.
The
service time issue is not something you worry about.
And if
you're holding people back.
I get it. If you have a team in contention, it's different than if you don't.
Or an agent like Boris. But I think that he has dealt with all different kinds of agents, yeah, big and small. And I think he does things his way, regardless of the implications. And that he does it well. I mean, that's a team that is always there.
We're going to bring Dan and Connor in next. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit, unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. I'm always being asked, hey Ryan, what is your favorite type of loan? And I gotta tell you, there's something so special about helping a veteran get into their dream home. And that's why we created the Hero Loan. At Hero.loan, you'll never pay for an appraisal. We do all the VA paperwork for you, and we close VA loans in as little as 14 days. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at Hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Your favorite players. The ultimate ticket. Get there as the top 70 players in the world and the BMW Championship visits Medina Country Club August 13th through 18th, 2019, right in the heat of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs.
Tiger, beautiful. Tiger's tied for the lead.
Exclusive Father's Day ticket packages are now available for Chicago's biggest golf event of the year. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's Home Services to help install windows. heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the